His table was across the room, and we both were gazing through the glass, watching the Smoky Mountain sunset. Another day had come to pass. I found it mesmerizing to study, the mountain line blending into night. It was as if the ridge line and the darkness could not be divided by any light. The sunset shadows and shades were silent and creeping in. I barely noticed as the waitress refilled my glass again. The Cherokee across the room smiled as she carried his plate away. His thoughts given by his glance, it was something that words could not convey. His eyes shone like the debuting stars that were beginning to glisten in the sky. I could tell that he knew many stories that he would take to his grave when he would die. I looked back to the ridges. They were fading into the dark, and suddenly that Cherokee was beside me. His eyes were full of spark, and he said, "It is not about the difference of telling the mountain from the night. It is more about what you see in the darkness and in the light." I thought for a moment on this. It was such a revelation to bear. I began to respond to the thought, but the Cherokee was no longer there.